Town with us?
Yes, Cape Town is with you. Ready to rock and roll. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the media. Once more time, may I introduce myself. My name is Sipiwe Dlamini. I am the chairperson of the communications team that works with the cluster. I would like to introduce you to the cluster ministers, which are led by the Minister of Defense and Military Veterans, Minister Mapisa Ngqakula, who chairs the cluster. Together with her is Minister of Home Affairs, Minister Mpikaba, and Minister of State Security, Minister Mahlobo. Together with the ministers, we have Commissioner Patlane and the Secretary for Defense, who also chairs the DG's cluster. Amongst ourselves, we also have senior officials from the cluster departments, Home Affairs, State Security, Correctional Services, Justice, and the others. May I take this opportunity to welcome you all in this morning's session and give the floor and invite the minister to introduce our subject. This, mind you, is in line with the government imperative of elaborating on what the president has said during his State of the Nation and the budget speech. So we would be feeding in into that. Ladies and gentlemen, may I invite the minister to say a few words and we start our press briefing. Thank you very much. Cape Town, can you pick up the minister when she's sitting? You can.
Yes, okay, we can. We can be able to see the minister.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, ministers, DGs, ladies and gentlemen of the media. This is our first media briefing this year, following the State of the Nation address. The ministers who are here hopefully will be able to field all the questions. As you can see, the two ministers who are not here with us is the Minister of Justice, who unfortunately is on sick leave, and the Minister of Police. The Minister of Police is represented by Commissioner Patlane. Ladies and gentlemen, President Jacob Zuma delivered the State of the Nation address on the 9th of February 2017 under the theme, The Year of Oliver Reginald Tambo, Unity in Action, Together Moving South Africa Forward. Oliver Tambo was the longest serving president of the African National Congress from 1967 to 1991. He led the organization through the difficult years in exile and participated in ushering in a new democratic South Africa. In honoring Oliver Tambo, the JCPS cluster echoes the call for 2017 to be the year of unity in action by all South Africans as together we move South Africa forward. During the State of the Nation address, the President emphasized that the fight against crime is an apex priority of government. The JCPS cluster is committed to ensuring the realization of the NDP vision of a South Africa where by year 2030, all people living in South Africa feel safe, have no fear of crime, and are properly served by the criminal justice system. The cluster has to ensure that government meets its constitutional mandate to protect citizens against crime by intensifying the fight against crime. Interventions for domestic stability. We've noted recent concerns raised by our communities regarding certain criminal activities, including drug trafficking, prostitution, illegal firearms, house hijackings, labor practices favoring migrants, and criminal activities associated with immigration, as well as anti-immigrant sentiment resulting therefrom. These impact on relations between South Africans and foreign nationals. Government interventions spearheaded by the Department of Home Affairs Minister in this regard are welcomed, as they did much to respond responsibly and speedily to concerns of citizens through, amongst others, meeting with stakeholders in the business sector, such as the hospitality sector. The cluster welcomes prompt interventions spearheaded by the Net Joints following attacks on foreign nationals accused of involvement in illegal activities, including drugs and prostitution. The interventions have helped in emphasizing sharply the issues affecting communities in this area, in particular on matters around policing and the alleged illegal activities of migrants. In this regard, joint business inspections were carried out with 56 business premises inspected, resulting in 7 employers charged for employing undocumented migrants, and 147 undocumented migrants were arrested. Furthermore, most of the foreign-owned shops inspected did not comply with the 60-40% ratio, as they employ only foreign nationals in possession of asylum seeker permits. We've noted the issues raised with government and reiterate the need to expedite matters in this regard to, amongst others, establish an integrated border management agency authority to improve border management, ensuring compliance with laws and the South African Constitution by citizens and foreign nationals, taking a whole-of-state approach to concerns raised by communities, and lastly, promoting better dialogue on policing between communities and authorities. The cluster will ensure that matters are resolved to the satisfaction of the South African public. We also reiterate the Home Affairs Minister's call for responsible public comments by all leaders and public representatives. We should all act responsibly to prevent any loss of life and damage to property. The launch and renaming of Marabastad as Desmond Tutu Reception Center is a step in the right direction. It demonstrates South Africa's commitment to an improved system of asylum seeker and refugee management. It discourages queues and helps in combating corruption and bribery. The new improved and modernized center with an automated booking system was launched on Friday the 17th of February by the President of the Republic of South Africa, J.H.H. Zuma. The Interministerial Committee on Migration, led by the Minister in the Presidency, Jeff Radebe, continues with the work of addressing the underlying causes of the tensions between communities and the foreign nationals. Some of the challenges that have been identified and being addressed are the strict implementation of our labor relations policies as they pertain to foreign nationals, the implementation of the laws that govern business licenses, the country's border management, and the country's migration policies in general. Whilst this work continues, we urge our communities to isolate the criminal elements who are hijacking the concerns of communities to loot shops and attack innocent people just because they come from other countries. Anyone who feels that their rights are being infringed upon should report to their nearest police station. Our country has the institutional and legislative framework to peacefully resolve any challenge without resorting to violence. We want to assure all people in our country that the law enforcement agencies are monitoring the situation on the ground closely. A situation where people take the law into their own hands or incite others to commit violence will not be allowed to continue. Fighting crime. During his State of the Nation address, the President reflected on the crime situation in the Soshanguve area. We would like to reassure South Africans that these matters are being addressed. Multidisciplinary operations and deployments concentrating on hotspots not only in Soshanguve, but in all station areas bordering Soshanguve are being intensified. A special team of detectives which deal with these cases has been reinforced. We call on all sectors of the Soshanguve community to work closely with law enforcement agencies in the fight against crime in that community. Progress in relation to these crime-fighting operations will be provided at the next briefing of the cluster. We've noted that South Africa's recently released Victims of Crime Survey and are currently working with all key stakeholders and specialists to respond to it responsibly to some of its assertions. We remain committed to instilling public confidence in the police and the entire criminal justice value chain at all times, especially amongst victims of crime. According to the statistical data, overall crime in South Africa has decreased between 2015 and 2016, with 2.1 million crimes reported in the 12 months measured. Although still concerning, this overall improvement comes on the back of the implementation of an effective crime combating strategy, which includes actions to reduce contact crimes. The cluster remains resolute to rid our communities of criminals and the realization of a South Africa where all citizens are and feel safe. The cluster continues to implement various crime fighting operations across South Africa to ensure communities are and feel safe. Some of these include school safety programs to ensure that conditions at our schools are safe and conducive for teaching and learning. The commitment of prosecutions to focus on specialized crime is further reflected in the high conviction rates obtained in environmental crime, rhino poaching prosecutions, and corporate theft prosecutions, in which a 93% conviction rate was maintained, coupled with an overall conviction rate of 91% in all organized crime. On unrest at institutions of higher learning, the JCPS cluster would like to recommend members of the South African Police Service who worked long hours under difficult circumstances in maintaining safety, security, and stability and exercising maximum restraint even in the face of extreme provocation. We further reiterate that such acts of violence as witnessed at our universities have no place in our democratic society. On safer festive season, back to basic operations. After conducting thorough analysis of past and recent performance of the South African Police Service, police leadership concluded that urgent, focused action was required to ensure that the SAPS is an organization every South African can be proud of. It was at this point that the back to basics approach to policing was introduced. The approach focuses on every police officer doing the basics of policing properly and consistently. Amongst others, the approach prioritizes building of stronger community, police community relations to improve community safety. The Safer Festive Season operations launched in October last year to help make South Africa a safe place during the 2016-17 festive season period has yielded remarkable results. The operations were characterized by high police visibility in all areas with many people, such as shopping center, malls, and beaches. Notable successes of the operations were as follows. Contact crimes decreased by 5.3%. Contact-related crimes decreased by 5.4%. Property-related crimes decreased by 2.2%. And other serious crimes decreased by 5.3%. A total of 83,479 persons were arrested during the 705,639 policing operations. And 1,060 firearms, amongst other items, were confiscated. Tackling the social and economic consequences of the illicit drug trade. Our president has committed government to immediately review and enhance its programs and strategies that are aimed at fighting crime and drug abuse, in order to ensure safer and peaceful communities. President recently undertook visits to the townships of Soshanguve, north of Pretoria, and Nyanga in Cape Town to interact with residents, recovering drug addicts, and leadership of the South African Police Service. He led the discussions about challenges as well as support needed in relation to the fight against crime in those communities. These visits underscore the commitment at the highest level of our government to build safer communities free of illicit drugs and crime. The cluster is currently following these instructions of the president in looking at ways of improving its policies and strategy. The Department of Social Development established the Central Drug Authority to coordinate efforts to combat substance abuse in terms of the Prevention and Treatment of Substance Abuse Act 70 of 2008. The Central Drug Authority developed the National Drug Master Plan 2030-17, which is currently under review. The NDMP is a government blueprint for strategic interventions to address the problem of alcohol and drug abuse. It has three pillars: supply reduction, demand reduction, and harm reduction. Supply reduction is to address the issues such as illegal manufacturing, distribution, sale, and trafficking of drugs and precursor chemicals. Demand reduction mainly deals with early intervention and prevention of the abuse of drugs and alcohol. On the other hand, harm reduction focuses on treatment, reintegration, and aftercare services. Government currently has 7 public treatment facilities that are operational in Gauteng. And in Gauteng, we have 1. In KZN, 2. Western Cape, we have 2. Mpumalanga, we have 1. Eastern Cape, 1. We've finished the building of 3 treatment centers in Limpopo with 1, and Northwest, 2. 2 other treatment facilities are currently being built in the Free State, 1, and the Northern Cape, 1. The government has further developed treatment model to ensure quality and easy delivery of treatment services. Prevention programs have also been strengthened to support treatment services. There are education and awareness-raising campaigns being conducted around the country. These campaigns are targeting students, learners, and out-of-school children and youth, women, adults, and the general public. These include Kimoja Education and Awareness Campaign, International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, Institutions of Higher Learning Campaign, and Festive Season Campaign. On violence against women and children, government continues to roll out designated victim-friendly facilities to ensure that victims of interpersonal violence, such as sexual offenses, domestic violence, and others, are handled with due sensitivity. These designated victim-friendly facilities are located at 1,034 sites around the country, including at police stations, airports, and railway stations. Recently, the Minister of Social Development launched a disability enhancement tool for the 24-hour gender-based violence command center. There are currently 55 Thuthuzela care centers across the country. The condition rate of cases stemming from TCC for up to a year to the end of August 2016 was 72%, which is 719 of the 1,102 cases finalized. The TCCs are working closely with sexual offences courts in providing victim support services to make the court experiences less traumatizing, informative, and responsive. Between August 2013 and November 2016, 51 out of a target of 57 courts around the country have been upgraded into sexual offences courts and are fully operational. The National Prosecuting Authority performed exactly during the reporting period 18 April 2016 to December 2016 by achieving a remarkable 72% conviction rate in sexual offences cases and obtaining 3,681 convictions. This therefore represents a 1.5% increase in the conviction rate achieved through collaborative and focused approach followed by all key stakeholders. Under correctional programs to prevent recidivism, the Department of Correctional Services continues to reform in tandem with the rest of the criminal justice system. We remain committed to building a humane, efficient, and effective correctional system. Implementation of a multidisciplinary strategy in its operations, which has resulted in an unprecedented number of offenders participating in various rehabilitation programs. One of the strategies of fighting crime is to ensure that those who are released from prison, from correctional centers, do not relapse and commit crime again. The Department of Correctional Services continues to work hard to turn correctional services prisons into correctional centers through offering various services. We are encouraged that compliance levels with parole and probation conditions has improved to reach a historic mark of 98%. Overcrowding in our correctional centers is a stubborn challenge that remains a key concern. The cluster has agreed that there is a need for continuous engagement and a collective approach, both at national, provincial, and local level, to find lasting solutions to the challenges of overcrowding in the country's correctional facilities. Under fighting corruption, we continue to reap the benefits of a strong anti-corruption architecture. Progress in the fight against corruption continues. The anti-corruption task team continues to coordinate our multi-agency approach to fighting corruption and maladministration. This year, the SIU will work towards re-establishing the special tribunal as per legislative framework. This will ensure a fast tracking of SIU civil cases instituted to recover money and or assets lost by the state. Under borderline management, as part of our cluster's priorities, the SANDF continues to be involved in the government national security strategy as the imperative for security as well as the fight against crime and corruption. The SANDF continues to play a pivotal role in safeguarding South Africa's borders. Members of the South African National Defence Force have been deployed along all the international borders in 7 of the 9 provinces. In the first 2 months of 2017, major successes have been registered. We would like to reiterate our position that no country in the world is immune to the threat of terrorism and its related activities. The JCPS cluster, through its law enforcement agencies, continues to identify and address violent extremism and terrorism-related activities. We are committed to ensure that our country remains relatively safe and free of attempts to destabilize it. Joint operations of all intelligence community structures will continue, as well as the sharing of information critical to countering any threat that is identified. Conclusion: the task of accelerating radical economic transformation is increasingly linked to that of ensuring that our people continue to live in conditions of safety and security. The South African government takes its responsibility of ensuring safer communities very seriously. The plans that have been outlined during the State of the Nation address for intervention in the socio-economic conditions of our people will assist us in addressing some of the underlying causes of insecurity. The cluster has outlined various policy interventions in response to developing trends and causes of insecurity in our society. Recent events where our people have at times taken to the streets have necessitated a re-look into the functioning, structuring, and capacity of our criminal justice system. The National Crime Prevention Strategy adopted in 1996 requires a review to address new challenges that confront the criminal justice system. While lawful protests are provided for in the country's legislative framework, of national security concerns are cases of premeditated violence that at times accompany the protests. The incidents of the Marikana tragedy, the violence and torching of schools that erupted in Bouani, and the damage to institutions of higher learning have overstretched the criminal justice system, and we have to plan better for these kinds of incidents. The work of the cluster of ensuring that all people in South Africa are and feel safe will continue in earnest in this year. However, government alone cannot defeat the scourge of crime and corruption. We reiterate the call on all people and sectors in South Africa to join the fight against crime and corruption. The fight against crime cannot be separated from the need for transformation of the social and economic circumstances of our people by tackling the 3 challenges of unemployment, poverty, and the unequal distribution of the country's wealth. Each sector of our society has to play its part in creating conditions where crime may no longer thrive. We further call on each member of the public to stop looking away when acts of crime and corruption are committed. Anyone who has information about crime or suspicious criminal activity has a responsibility to promptly report such incidents to the police. Members of the public should also desist from offering bribes to public servants. Those public servants who solicit bribes should be reported to government's National Anti-Corruption Hotline. As a reminder, The hotline number is 0800-701-701. I repeat, 0800-701-701. What O.R. Tambo said at Georgetown University on January the 27th, 1987 still rings true today. And I quote, "We seek to create a united, democratic, and non-racial society. We have a vision of South Africa in which black and white shall live and work together as equals in conditions of peace and prosperity," close quote. "Only when we work together shall we achieve this vision of OR that is consistent with Vision 2030 as set out in the National Development Plan to build safer communities and a just society." I thank you.
Thank you very much, Minister.